Rafa, congratulations for your victory. What do you think of your start of the match?
My start.
Normal start. Not perfect, because I started low 40, of course, but I saved the game, so that's all. To all the matches are difficult, no?
Rafa, your forehand got better as the match went on. When it plays like that at this early stage, do you feel like you're getting to the level you want to be at as the tournament goes on?
I'm just going day by day, and I'm happy about the things that happened this afternoon, of course. I played a solid match, and it's true that during the match I improved the level. The forehand, especially after the first set, I think it starts to go quicker and finding more the right spots, playing more inside the court and hitting much more winners. No? So, in general terms, I have to be happy. No, it's of course a great result. 6-2, 6-1, 6-1. It's not possible without playing well. So, just happy for that and happy about the concentration that I was able to hold all the time. The right focus on the match to keep doing the things better and better.
Rafael, can you describe us the relation you have with Richard Gasquet outside the court? Richard said you were good friends from all time now. Can you give us some example, please?
I have a great relationship with him, always. Since we were kids, we met each other the first time when I had 12. And it's... First thing is a very good person. No? He's a very normal guy. We practiced hundreds of times together. He came to Mallorca. He's one of the guys on the tour that creates good atmosphere. He always has a positive attitude, not creating no one problem and being a normal person. No, I like him a lot, and yes, will be a good match against a good friend in the most important place in my career, and for him a very special place too.
Rafa, I wanted to ask you about the rule that they've implemented this year at the Slams, where if someone pulls out in the before the first round, they take half the prize money, you know the rule. So now they give fines for players who actually play the first round and then retire, kind of like Misha Zverev, or he didn't retire, but they said it was a best effort in Australia. And here, Gojovcic as well, he was fined. Do you think...
Sorry, the second part I didn't understand.
They give a fine to a player who plays the first round and either gets killed, you know, knowing that he was sick or something, or if they retire. So Gojovcic in this tournament, he was fined. I just want to know, isn't it tricky because they are kind of assuming the intention of a player? Did the player step on court knowing he's sick, or did they get sicker? You know what I mean? Just the thoughts on the rule.
Being 100% honest with you, I think it's a good rule because there is a lot of money on the slams, and for a lot of players that they are inside the tournament of a Grand Slam and they have a physical problem in that week, just playing the tournament helps a lot to save the year, because it looks very nice on the prize money, but then you have to pay tax, then you pay coaches, then you pay all the travels, and every year the expenses are high, so the amount of money that we earn is not that much comparing to what the prize money says. I'm not talking for myself, obviously, but for a lot of players, being inside a Grand Slam tournament is a big help for keep surviving. No, so I believe is fair that if they are inside and they have the chance to retire it and keep winning the money, is win to win. No, the tournament wins because there is no bad players or sick players playing, and for them he deserves, because he make the right things to be there, and he deserves that prize money, so still get it. So and at the end of the day, it's the decision. You can even when you're retired, you can take the prize money or you cannot. So that's the decision. I was in Acapulco, I retired, I was inside the draw, and they asked me if I wanted the prize money, and I said no, because I believe it was fair enough that I don't need that prize money. So the player who was in has to win that prize money. He deserved, he was in, no? But it's good that you have the decision, because then if you go inside and you retired, it's not nice for nobody.
Rafa, when you were 26 or 27 years old, if someone told you that you could be this good at what's going to be 32 in a couple of weeks, would you have laughed? Would you have believed them? Would you have thought, I'm not going to play at that age?
The real thing is, I don't think that much about what's going on, because you cannot predict the future. So I just enjoy the things that are happening. And at the age of 25, you ask me if with 32 I will be here. I will say probably not. Probably I will be fishing or doing other things. But here we are. And I am very happy to be where I am. And I am, you know, very happy to keep playing tennis at my age, because I heard during all my career that I'm going to have a short career because of my style of game. So it's something that I am very satisfied and happy after all the troubles that I had in my career in terms of injuries, be able to keep being competitive for so long, and at the age of 32 almost be here playing and being competitive. No, so it's a great news. I enjoy. I cannot say for how long, and it's something that I said a lot of times, not worries me. I'm happy doing what I'm doing, but I can be very happy without playing tennis too. But tennis gives me a lot, and I am just enjoying all the experiences that the tennis gives me the possibility to enjoy.
Rafa, congratulations. If it's possible, I'd like to have your reaction about Zinedine Zidane's decision. As you know, maybe he decided to quit Real Madrid.
Yes, of course, it was a surprise for everybody, you know. But at the same time, Zidane is a top person. He's a person that is tough to accept that he's leaving for different things, different reasons. First thing, because he's a great coach. And he was having a lot of success with our team. Second thing, he's a good person, normal person, humble person. He represents, in my opinion, the right values, and he's a perfect example of how somebody with a lot of success have to do the things of every day with being normal, being humble, without saying negative things about the players, about the club, about nobody. I never heard referees, nothing. He was always fine and smiling on the press conference, even when the things were not going well this year. That was so difficult moments. At the end of the year, you won the Champions League and nothing happens, but during the year have been a very tough year for the team. And he always had been positive and believing on the players and on the club. So he deserved to choose what's better for him. For my side, I just can say thanks for all the things that he did for Madrid. I hope he will be back. And like a sportsman and person, just thanks for the right examples that he gave to the rest of the people.
Last English question. Rafa? In this first day of the tournament, we are asking to some players who Roland Garros was in order to celebrate him. Do you remember Mr. Roland Garros was in order to celebrate him? Do you remember who he was?
I cannot remember because I didn't meet him. But but if I'm not wrong, he was Aviador.
Yes.
So that's...
Thank you.
That's it.